Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, Smars and Daz.
Hello.
Hi, hope you're all right out there. Now, what you're about to hear is a mini episode. This is what we call Extra Extra. It's the fortnightly bonus segment which we gift to our lucrative sponsors who support us via Shag Married Annoyed Plus.
We thought we'd give you a little taste of the shenanigans that are happening over there and let you know that for January and February, we're offering 50% off the price of a lucrative sponsor subscription for 3 months for new subscribers.
Just click the link in the episode blurb to sign up using the code BEEF.
BEEF.
That's BEEF.
They all know how to spell beef.
Just checking, you know. Some people, you know, very, very silly. Very silly.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Well, auld lang syne and a happy, happy new year to all of our Smar Plus listeners on Acast Plus. Thank you so much for subscribing. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is...
Extra, extra, read all about it. Happy New Year.
What accent is that? That you
it
do
is
this?
American,
it's
Chris.
Not, but it's supposed to be like, extra, extra, read all about it. But you're like... I don't,
that's
like,
exactly what I do.
It's not. It flutters. It goes up and down.
Oh, because I deliberately put a bit of a reverb on it.
You like put a reverb on
like
it?
Like not a reverb,
sorry,
like a wobble.
Sorry, Ed Sheeran's loop pedal.
Don't you ever speak negatively about Ed Sheeran's loop pedal.
I love Ed Sheeran's loop pedal. I love everything about Ed Sheeran. I was speaking negatively about the fact that you think you can just hoist some reverb on your voice. Like you're fucking
all about it.
The bloke from Police Academy. Or Kanye West singing anything.
Weird.
Yeah. So there we go.
Can't remember Police Academy. It's been a long time
you
since I watched that.
Can't remember Police Academy. But
isn't it got something to do with The Simpsons?
Sorry?
Has it got something to do with The Simpsons? Is some one of the people who's in Police Academy a voice on The Simpsons?
Maybe.
I think that's a fact.
But you remember the two main people from the Police Academy that everyone...
Not really.
Right. Give me now two characters from Police Academy. Go.
I couldn't.
Come on. Just two characters.
Chris, I couldn't.
Everyone is screaming.
It wasn't a big part of my life.
Unbelievable.
I'm so sorry.
This whole marriage has been a fucking lie.
Well, tell us some quotes from it.
I don't have any quotes.
Such a big fan.
The two people I can remember, the two main ones, whenever anyone thinks of Police Academy, the two people that come to your head is the guy who fucking screams all the time and the guy who does all the sounds. They're the two
people
that come to your head. Wow. It's about 6 Police Academy films and you just let them all pass you by.
Yeah. Oh, is it? What's his face with the blonde hair?
Oh, Jesus.
I want to say Steve.
Steve with the blonde
What's
hair.
What's his name? Not Steve Martin. The other one. The tall man.
Oh,
American
this
man.
This is horrible.
Oh, God.
God almighty. God. We'll delete all that. People have paid for this. People have literally fucking paid for this. I'm deleting this, right? This is going to
No, don't.
I'm joking. So as you all know, listening here, this is Extra Extra that we are doing now. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sticking with it. the hard slog of the first 6 episodes where we didn't know what the fucking rules were.
Got it
two
now.
Rounds. I've been scouring up and down the news. I say scouring, saving weird news stories that pop up on my Instagram feed, because I was reading one today and I accidentally clicked on the main page of a news website, saw a couple of bits of news, put us in a depression hole for like 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
I can't look at it. But anyway.
Did I tell you just how quickly I went to a pub the other day?
A pub?
Daytime drinking with the girls. Right? It was a Christmas day. Well, it was meant to be a night out, but kids ruined it, so I had to go out during the day.
Yeah.
And in the pub, whilst we were having a Christmas night out, day out, just the news was on. And I was like, this is so sad.
Was any music on?
Oh, very faint.
Very faint.
Wasn't good music.
Dad in the background.
No, it wasn't Christmas music. Yeah. It was just somebody's Spotify who works there.
So the news being on, that to me, that smacks of arrogant bartender who's like, well, I know it's people's days out, but fuck them. I want to watch the news because it's quiet.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm so annoyed.
Yeah. The only thing I think more annoying than that would be if they had some kind of YouTube yoga class on and they were just doing it at the bar.
Oh, I would prefer that. actually prefer that than Sky News. And Sky News is a very aggressive colour. It's like very white. And
oh, there's lots going on.
There's the bit on the bottom. It's like, jeez.
Yeah. I believe Ross Noble, the comedian, used to do a bit about it years ago, and he was like, the whole fucking screen is just bad shit happening in the world. He's like doing the best, really good routine.
Bad shit happening.
Very good. Yeah, but that basically sums it up. But again, that's not what you want on your Christmas
day. No, and there was three tellies pointed at me. They were massive. Honestly,
were you in a pub or were you in Curry's PC World in the TV section? Had you took some cans of gin?
It was definitely a pub. And I was like, I think the football's probably on here a lot.
Right, okay.
Turn one of them off.
Sky Sports News is depressing, isn't it? Oh, people who watch Sky Sports News non-stop. I don't know, have we talked about this before?
I think so, because my ex used to absolutely
constantly
love it.
Got Sky Sports. Deadline day. Oh, he's getting sold. Not someone being sold. Oh, fucking hell, man.
It was the golf that used to get me, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez. Anyway.
No. I won't have the golf slagged off on telly. It's relaxing. I like the green. Same as snooker.
Snooker
on the
nicer.
Telly. The green. It's nice.
Oh,
anyway,
snooker,
Yeah, it puts you to sleep. It's lovely. Lovely.
It's boring as shit.
Quiet. Little balls hitting each other like that. The guy's always left himself on the ball cushion here.
That is a good snooker voice.
It's always on deadly and you just
Should
go to
do
sleep.
This quiz?
Oh, go on then. Let's do it. Why not? I'm too excited because we haven't done
the... Well, we haven't done the proper podcast.
200 will happen on Friday. This comes out on Monday. Episode 200 will happen on Friday. So we've got nothing exciting planned for that. Just going to do another episode. But we'll talk about that when the time comes. But anyway, extra, round one. Three headlines coming at you. Rosemary, Ramsey, Nee Winter. Coming at you. Two real, one fake.
Mm-hmm.
Don't question it because you know that's the crack.
Two real, one fake.
I'm glad
we finally got that.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Got a couple of things that I spotted over. So I was saving loads of headlines and stuff and stories over the Christmas, and then I've just went through them all on my phone and forgot about most of them, which is quite fun.
I saved a lot
when I was drunk. So no, I got to experience them again and read them again, and the ones I made up as well. So there's a couple of festive ones thrown in here to get out of the festive season here. So
that's annoying.
What?
Because once Christmas is done, I like to not talk about Christmas at all.
Okay, well, we'll just... Okay, no extra this week, guys. Just put a foot down. Fucking hell, man. Right, you ready?
Yes.
Headline one. Doctor is warning people of the dangers from viral holiday trend of masturbating with Christmas ornaments.
What kind of ornaments?
Well.
Baubles?
Yes.
All right, with baubles.
Baubles.
How do you masturbate with baubles?
Is
this man or woman?
Carefully, it's women.
This is women.
Hoying them up.
Of course they are. Yeah. Of course they are.
The idea of a glass bauble shattering inside a vagina makes us want to die.
Horrible.
Makes us want to
Horrible.
Die. So, according to data from the UK's National Electronic Injury Surveillance
God,
System.
Oh, they're so thin, that's why. Oh, God.
Well, they made a right mess of Marv's feet on Home Alone when he climbed in the window.
Yeah. So, Rafe broke about three over Christmas.
Just by dropping them.
Mm-hmm.
Was
he?
According to data from the UK's National Electronic Injury Surveillance System. Yeah, UK.
Right.
It was a UK doctor who issued the warning. There were, drum roll please, 13,213 cases in which people aged 25 to 64 inserted decorating festive items in their bodies in 2021 alone.
Oh my God.
So,
13,213. 13, 1, 3, 2, 1, 3. That's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Stop putting things up your backside and or vagina.
Yeah.
What the hell? What goes through people's brains?
I'm horny. This is the closest thing, however. So candy canes have been used.
I can understand that.
Well, the sugar can upset the delicate ecosystem of inside the vagina and give you a thrush.
Well,
because the sugar inside there.
If you are sticking glass baubles up your vag, yeah. I don't think you're that fazed by the occasional bout of thrush.
Now this is one of the most disgusting things I've ever said, and as I just thought of it, I was a little bit sick, and it's made me feel numb. I'm gonna say it anyway. No, I'm gonna say maybe you hoy a bauble up, the bauble shatters, and you just stick the candy cane up to hook it all out.
Oh Jesus Christ!
I feel sick. I got it. You know, like on a, you know, like an old player. You know, an old player with a shepherd's crook comes on and pulls someone off who doesn't know their lines. Sorry, everyone. This is a horrible way to start the year. But listen, you fucking signed up. It's your fault. You knew what you're signing up for. Tree ornaments shouldn't be used because they can break and smash inside, causing trauma. And turkey basters were used, which is just.
I'm after a new turkey baster, actually.
Well, yeah, that's because you've had it out.
Get big,
funny,
nice, thick one.
But turkey basters are apparently used, but that's just disgusting for your guests on Christmas Day. This gravy's a bit.
Don't say
a bit
fishy.
Vaggy.
Oh,
I was going to say a bit vaggy. So, what do you think? Do you think a doctor issued a warning saying don't put holiday stuff up your vagina before Christmas this year?
I think I kind of do. Did you see on Twitter recently when they released? Like some new sort of glass Christmas tree decorations.
Right.
And they were like pointy. It was really posh ones, I think. And some doctor retweeted it going, do not stick these. No,
for fuck's sake.
Anyway, basically, because they just look like dildos. And he's like, please, for the love of Christ, do not. So, yeah, I kind of do.
Great. Okay, that's that there. Mm-hmm. Next one coming at you. UK pizza shop accidentally texts thousands of customers on Christmas Eve telling them that they are fat festive pigs and should lay off the pizza until 2023.
How'd you accidentally do that?
So, the story is, it's a, you know how basically Domino's and pizza, Papa John's and all them will text you with deals and stuff like that. So they've got
I ordered a Domino's once and they've messages every week. And I was like, I don't even like pizza.
I still get them. Stop saying you don't like pizza.
I don't, honestly.
Stop, you do.
Wouldn't choose it in a lineup of fast food. It would be last.
Right. You went to the pantomime the other day. Where did you go after?
Pizza, please.
There we go. Right. Whenever I've got a pizza, what do you steal?
Pizza.
Slices of pizza. Shut up. Stop saying you don't like pizza. Stop saying
I
you don't like cheese.
I don't mind pizza.
There we go. So in 10 seconds, of cross-examination, I've took you from I don't
I'd
like
rather
pizza.
Have a Chinese.
All right.
I will do
right,
a brand
new. I know. I was like, I prefer a flan. Now listen. The small pizza shop in Woking has set up a text service to customers for deals and offers, similar to what the large pizza chains do. But they have proved that it is not easy to hang with the big boys. Just over 1,300 people on their list were texted on Christmas Eve, with the festive message. It's been investigated, but they think it was an accident by an employee who doesn't know how to use the system.
Do you think it's a begrudged employee?
A disgruntled employee, disgruntled, I believe, is the word you're looking for. Yes, okay. Disgruntled employee. Or maybe someone was like, look, typed in the system when she was sending them all this and then like pressed enter by accident. Yeah.
Did you know that a place in America text everyone saying that they had cancer?
Jesus.
Yeah.
When?
Not long ago.
Oh my God.
Why? Is it, wow. You got it? No.
No, that's awful.
I've seen that. Yeah. Oh. Back on Twitter, Chris.
You're back on Twitter? Yeah. I'd rather be called a fat festive pig, to be fair.
Same.
Next one?
Yes.
Okay, next one is... fans warn Samuel L. Jackson after he spotted liking hardcore porn on Twitter.
I saw this.
Ah! I had a feeling you might have seen this one.
I can't lie.
I had a feeling you might have seen this one.
I saw it.
Right, so you know this was true, so we'll just discuss this anyway. So it was it was his birthday.
Right.
It was his 74th birthday, and he was on Twitter just watching a bit of porn.
Uh-huh.
And he was liking stuff. And his fans were like, Daniel, stop, everyone can see what you're liking.
Why was he
can
liking
you imagine
it?
Sitting bless on Twitter just heart, going man. Through your, just, well, he's obviously, how are you? Like, he's cool as fuck and he's a good actor and he plays amazing roles. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, he's fucking almost ageless. Mm-hmm. Mainly, I think, because he's basically been bald for years and every film is like a fucking different cool mm-hmm. wig. He's got mm-hmm. like a wig guy.
Yeah, that's true. I know, I'm a very big fan of Samuel L.
He's, you know, 74, sitting on Twitter. You've got to understand, there is going to be, like, you know, unless you're a 74-year-old who fucking invented Twitter or works for Twitter, there is going to be parts here where you don't really know what, you know, you don't yeah. know what's going on. It's technology, isn't it? I'm not being horrible here.
But why is he watching his porn on Twitter?
Rosie, I'm shocked and appalled every time I see porn on Twitter.
There is a lot of porn on Twitter.
It so is much porn.
Yeah.
It frightens us.
Hardcore like, as well, isn't it?
You know, just, if like, obviously I've got mates in Shields who like stuff like that and it'll pop up on your thing and I'm like, this is full on hardcore stuff popping up. But he liked, yeah, he liked some seriously hardcore stuff and everyone messaged him going,
bless
you need it.
So heart,
he unliked them all, to be fair. But it's his birthday as well.
Oh, happy birthday. 74.
74.
Still got a wank at 74.
Hey. Don't you ever put an age limit on wanking. Don't you ever. Yeah, they've since been deleted. He stopped liking them.
Has he been on back on Twitter?
I don't know. I don't. He probably just went straight. Just go to a porn site. What's wrong with you?
Well, you don't know. He might be old school. What? I don't know.
Doing it on Twitter? How's that old school?
I don't know, man. Well, then he's very millennial.
He probably put Twitter down, went and got his DVD player of all porn DVDs and put them in.
But this makes the quiz a lot harder, actually.
Because now you know it's only
50-50. So now I know it's right. Okay, yeah. So that is true. Sorry good. For everyone for ruining that, but that is true.
Yeah, no, now and then you are going to look at stuff. You are going to see stuff. I did we both inhabit that. The same world. Uh-huh. I don't know. But so on my Instagram, mm-hmm. I think fitness stuff and some of the stuff I follow, there's a crossover with lasses getting their tits out. And now and then, a lass getting their tits out. Well, you know when you click on this... magnifying glass.
Look at him trying to come up with these excuses.
Oh no, hey, I'm not saying I didn't look at it. Alaska with her tits out pops up on my phone. I'm watching it, right? Look, big fan of boobs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and I've
yeah,
said
yeah.
it before and I'll say it again, big fan of boobs. But I often think, do people know that I've just looked at that? But I think if you don't like it or you don't comment, I think you're alright.
I've got no idea.
But I don't. It's like your phone goes, oh, I see you watched someone doing some bicep curls. Oh, you've watched someone do a squat.
Here's more of that.
Oh, that was a girl doing a squat. Oh, you like bums, do you? He has a big bum in your face.
But it
oh,
depends.
Fuck.
So the algorithm, the way it works is that I love like food videos. So I like a lot of food videos so that I get more of them.
But I don't like any. It might, do you know what it is? It might be extra, extra. I might have liked some weird news articles.
Or you don't even have to like them. If you're spending time reading them, the length of time that you spend reading or watching them videos, they'll show you more of that shit. You need to watch The Social Dilemma on Netflix. That explains it all.
Right, okay.
I've asked you this for years. You've never watched it.
When someone over eggs
really
telling us to go watch something, I don't want to watch it.
Right.
You've went on about it too much.
Fuck you.
I'm just going to continue watching porn on Twitter.
Great.
Right.
That was great, Samuel.
That's them three. So that's two now. So get rid of Sam. Samuel
so
Jackson.
That was true.
That's gone, right? So... it's 50-50.
Yeah.
Doctor is warning people of the dangers from viral trend, masturbating with Christmas ornaments.
Right.
Very on brand for the podcast. And
right.
UK pizza shop accidentally texts thousands of customers on Christmas Eve, calling them fat festive pigs and they should lay off the pizza in 2023. Yeah.
So I've got a theory here. Uh-huh. I think that you have seen that article where the doctors text everybody telling them they had terminal cancer.
Okay.
And I think you've gone, oh, I'm going to change this to a pizza shop in where? Walking. Right? I think you have said,
good,
I'm going to change this to a pizza shop.
Okay.
And I think it's fake. Right. And I think the doctor warning people not to stick up baubles up their vaginas, I think that's true.
Okay. Well, I can officially reveal that. The start of the new year with a winner.
Yes.
Completely true.
Yes.
And me method. You've got me method as well. I wrote down the lung cancer one and I was like, this is so fucking morose. I'm going to have to change it to something else. It was in Doncaster, the Lungcaster one.
Oh,
lung
was
cancer.
It not
and
America?
It was on the 23rd of December. They sent the people.
Yes.
They sent them
so
saying
did you
had
see
aggressive
that as well?
Lung cancer. Yeah, I had it today. I had it written down, but I was like, this is a comedy podcast. I'm talking about aggressive lung cancer.
Well,
I mean, ironically, we actually have been talking about that.
I know how your brain works, Ramsey.
But it was, the real story was UK Medical Center accidentally texts thousands of patients telling them that they have aggressive lung cancer instead of wishing them a Merry Christmas.
So bad.
Really
so
bad.
So bad.
Imagine that.
Imagine if you'd just beaten the doctors as well.
Well, that's the thing. For most people that have went, well, this is just wrong. But there will have been actually people waiting for, oh, Jesus.
I know.
Just before Christmas as well. I think the hide of a fucking text out straight away going, look, we're
yeah,
really sorry
about that.
By the way, Merry Christmas. But the damage was done by
that. Damage was done. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Right, next one. You ready?
Yes.
Three more coming at you. Here we go. Let's dive right in.
See, sorry, listeners. You've got to be clever with this. I'm trying to outsmart them.
Honestly, it's like a game of chess. You know, sitting coming up with these, it takes me ages to come up with these because it's with picking them and putting the right mix in. And I can't have two really boring stories and then like, man, fucking, I don't know. Well, you know, I don't want to say anything off the top of my head because I might use it next week. Man eats own feet. Here we go. Man who spent £12,480 to become a dog worries his friends will think he's weird.
How do you become a dog? How do you become a dog? That's what I... And how is it only 12 grand?
Wow, you think he's had a fucking... You think he's had a bargain?
Well, I'm sorry. Like, has he got fur?
Right. Okay, so that's your initial thought. A man with a desire to become a dog has fulfilled his lifelong dream after purchasing a £12,480 human-sized collie costume.
Oh, for fuck's
sake.
But
worries his friends will think it's a peculiar habit.
So, hang on. So, I went really, really, like, sci-fi film.
You went...
In my head, I was like, right, so he's had a full body hair transplant.
A dogostomy.
Yeah,
a dogoplasty.
And he's had, like, you know... Do you know the a man in America who now looks like a cat where he's literally had whiskers like put in his face and everything like that. Right, okay.
Or did you think that this guy maybe jumped into a teleporter with a dog so that when he came out the other end...
No, I didn't think anything like that because that's ridiculous. But he's just bought a dog costume.
Right.
He's just bought a dog costume and he'll probably just make his van into like the dog of Dumber and Dumber.
So,
this is stupid.
Of Dumb and Dumber. So, sorry. Why would he become a dog and then get inside a bigger dog to travel?
I don't know.
There's rules here.
Did he have a dog costume on in that? He did, didn't he?
Yeah, so that's
what I'm seeing now.
I'll be honest with you, it's a bit better than his dog costume. A Japanese man named Togo is sharing updates of his life as a giant dog after he spent 2 million yen, which equates to £12,480, on a human-sized collie costume.
Togo.
He's always dreamed of becoming an animal, and now he dresses up as a dog a few times a month to live his childhood fantasy.
Well...
He shares videos of it on his YouTube channel. He's learned to eat fake dog food and roll over for belly rubs lie in a hammock.
You know it's going to turn to his tiddler. You know it's going to turn to his... They're telling you all the nice bits, but you know, two paragraphs down, it's going to be saying, like, Togo caught in park shagging dogs against their will. Or should we call him Toto?
Oh,
little Toto.
Oh, very
horrendous.
Good. Fucking hell. Horrendous. Well, I hope, for Toto's sake, I hope this one isn't real because he's just been fucking dealt with. He also said he really rarely tells his friends because I'm afraid that they will think I'm weird. My friends and family seem to be very surprised to learn I've become an animal.
You haven't though. You're just putting your way in a costume.
Well, I mean, you could have, you know what it is, right? You could have thrown out, right? Pun intended, could have thrown out a couple of bones at first to try and gauge the reaction before he went and spent what seems to be his life fucking savings on a dog costume.
Jeez Louise.
Okay, look, if it's real, we'll talk about him later. Now listen. Okay.
Yeah.
Next one. A study finds wasps are more likely to sting you if you're horny.
Well, there's me. There's me never getting stung again. How do they know if you're horny?
There's pheromones.
This is ridiculous.
A study carried out in the summer of 2022 has found that a human in a state of arousal attracts wasps and angers them more.
That's ridiculous.
How's it ridiculous? This is science, Rosie.
No, nah. I don't think you give anything off when you're horny. Maybe if you were just about to have sex, or just after sex.
Right.
But I don't think people walk around horny, do they?
Never know. Some people do.
No, you have to be in a situation to feel horny.
Right.
You can't just be like walking down the street going, "Oh, I've got the horn." You have to be. Surely you have to be around someone.
Maybe you might not. Dead inside,
not.
But flesh and blood blokes like me. Maybe I walk down the street horny all the time. Every time I get stung by wasps.
Fair enough.
What's your initial thoughts? Bollocks.
Bollocks.
Right. Okay. Candidates taking part in the research were asked to become aroused and then enter a controlled area filled with some 300 wasps.
Well, the blood's probably pumping more.
Oh, so there is science behind it then.
Right, well, but I don't think it's horny, though, is it?
Listen to the facts. Other candidates were asked to enter the room in a normal state, brackets not aroused. The study found that in all cases, the aroused people attracted over 68% more wasps than the non-aroused people. So don't be getting horny at picnics.
Right, okay then. I'll save me horniness for after November, October.
What if you're turned on by wasps?
Well, then you're fucked.
It's a fucking nightmare, isn't it?
Well, you'd probably love it.
Yeah, but then it'd be a vicious circle and they keep getting you. Then you're like, oh, God, this is horrible, but I was fucking loving it.
Yeah,
it's non-stop.
Never end.
It's just
honestly,
non-stop.
Just you're there forever. House.
Right, okay. Final one, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's two at you there. Final one. Burglars in Florida call 911 to get help moving stuff from the home they were burglarizing.
That doesn't surprise us. Really? That would probably happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly. But it's like the same old story of when people burgle houses and then get beat up and they're like, oh, I'm going to sue you. And you're like, you are burgling the fucking house.
Well, this one's a little bit further than that. So two criminals who robbed... I'm taking the word allegedly out because they keep saying allegedly in all of these stories and it's fucking annoying the shit out of us.
Oh, because there's no... Because it's the media and there's actually no truth behind anything. That's how they get away with it.
Yeah, two criminals who robbed a convenience store and then took the stuff back to an empty house that they were robbing, called the police to get help shifting the stolen stuff.
So they robbed a shop.
Then they went back to this house.
Went back to a house that they were robbing as well.
Which, an empty house, so it was like almost an abandoned house or people on holiday or something. Right. No one there, right? So think of, again, Home Alone. We've used it a lot as a reference at this point, but think of that, right? They also...
I can't, it's after Christmas.
Great. They also...
I think of Walking Dead.
Excellent. They also wanted a lift, very different. They wanted a lift to the airport to go to New York for the weekend.
Who are these people?
Lunatics. The 911 call was made, but no one spoke, and the female admitted after that it was her intention to get the police to help them move the stuff and drop them off at the airport with all the stolen stuff. Imagine robbing a house and phoning the police to get them to help you move the stolen shit. Imagine being that much of a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but there is people like that. Mm. So I think that, I don't know. I don't know. This is hard.
Yeah, maybe this next bit will help you, because when reading the article, which I may not have made up, can you remember that old sort of traffic cops American show on Channel 5?
What was it called?
I can't remember what it was called, but it was Sheriff John Brunel. Sheriff John Brunel. And it was always like, the suspect ran another stop sign, but the Alabama State Troopers were hot on his tail.
I do remember, yeah.
So the end of this. It's like he wrote it, right? Deputies did help them with their belongings and did give them a ride. But it wasn't to the airport. It was to the state pen.
I'll listen to it. I've been listening to the podcast at the minute from Dateline.
Oh, have you heard God. Of that? I've heard of them.
Oh,
yeah,
do you know what it is, though? The stories are really interesting, but the narration is...
It's
something else.
It's so fucking American.
I kind of love it, though.
Yeah.
Kind of love it.
I used to love that Sheriff
Those
John Brunel.
Those two old ladies weren't so old after all.
Oh, God.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Okay then, in summary, your three in this one that you have are: man who spent £12,480 to become a dog worries his friends will think he's weird.
Total.
Study finds wasps more likely to sting you if you are horny. Burglars in Florida call 911 to get help moving stuff from the home that they were burglarizing, which is a great word.
Right. I'm
One is real. Sorry, one is fake, two are real.
I really want the dog want to be real, because I want to see a picture of him in his suit.
Okay.
So I'm going to say real.
Okay, dog real. Fair enough.
Ridiculous, but I'm going to say real.
Yeah.
I'm going to say... Do you know what?
Mm.
You watched Home Alone 4 over Christmas with Robin.
Right.
And they were in an empty house.
Right.
Squatting over the road.
Right.
No, Home Alone 3 was that.
Home Alone 3.
You did watch Home Alone 4.
I watched Home Alone 3, which was actually not as bad as I remember
too
being.
Bad.
Home Alone 4 was like a nightmare.
I've never seen it.
It was like an acid trip.
Right.
If anyone listens who's involved in that anyway, I'm really sorry, and I don't like slagging off other people's art, but fucking hell, it was like I felt hungover watching it. It was mad.
Do I need to watch it?
No.
No.
It was mental.
Okay.
It was like someone had told you about Home Alone when pissed, and then you would went and told someone else the story.
Right.
Fucking mad.
Okay, so I'll not bother. But you watched Home Alone 3 when they were in an abandoned house over the road, so I feel like you've made... And they had to go to an airport and something got picked up in an airport. So I think that one with the burglars. Okay. I think you've made that up.
Okay. Okay.
But I think, what's the other one again?
Wasps, more like that's real. If you're horny. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can reveal that at the start of 2023, you're one for one. You are wrong there.
Oh, you are wrong.
Wasps making you more like listening if you're horny. I made that up. That was from my silly little sick little brain.
Oh, man.
Don't know where it came from. Dog is real.
Yes.
Dog man is real. Yeah.
Is there a picture?
And the burglars, that is also true, but it was a fucking absolutely nuts story. But here we are. Right.
What is he, a collie? Is he an old school collie, like the blackened?
He's Lassie. He looks like Lassie.
Ah, God!
Right. I've got to be careful turning the laptop around.
Black and white? No, okay, so it's brown and white.
Yeah, this is a Lassie. He basically looks like Lassie.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I'm going to be careful turning the laptop around because I don't want to pull the things off of the mic, right?
And this is 12
normal
grand.
Reaction. This is like 12 and a half grand, right? God knows how much it was to post it.
Right.
I want your amazing... everyone listening, pause it, get the photo up now and listen to Rosie's reaction when she sees it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Fuck me.
Don't say that. You'd be up for that.
No. that's really real.
Isn't that terrifying?
Shut up.
Honestly, if someone was walking him down the street, I would have to look for a good
that's
5 minutes until I realised.
There's a video.
There's a video, yeah.
No, that's a real dog, Chris. I'm
telling you it's not a real dog.
That's a real dog.
Isn't that absolutely insane?
Wow.
There he is eating his dinner. There he is in a hammock.
In a hammock? Chris, that's a real dog.
It's not a real dog.
It is.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
It's not a real dog,
but I tell you what, he's fucking done well, like, because you think it's a real dog.
I think they've had your life. Shit.
Amazing, isn't it?
Sorry, Toto.
Honestly, next tour, I might come out in one of them costumes.
12 grand?
Business expense.
Fair enough. Can I have one as well?
You get one each. And then only the people who listen to Smart Plus will know what's going on. Exactly. And fucking most people will be going, what the fuck is this shit? Yeah, okay, thank you very much for listening, guys. Rosie, very well done. 50-50 there.
Thank
good start
you.
Of the year. Awesome stuff. Right,
cheers,
thank you
everyone.
So much for subscribing. We bloody love you. Bye.
See you next time. Bye. Babadoo, 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 bye.